to stay up. Come get you one. If your mom's coming, get her one. Okay, how's that sound? Is that okay, everybody? Can you hear me? All right. So if you haven't got a treat bag now, they're sitting back there on the back seat. I decided to go, Pam and I put those, they're sitting right there on the back. Oh, she's got one. Did you get him one? Oh, she may be holding out on you. Yeah. Young lady, did you get a treat bag? They're right back there. Here, she's going to get you one there. Okay. Welcome to Sunday School, and we'll get started. It's 3 minutes after. We got treat bags going, and Judy does her usual thing with her tasty treats. It's tasty treat time of year, isn't it? So anyway, praise the Lord for his birth. And we'll be talking a little bit more about the characters and the Christmas story here in a little bit. Danny, come and get us started.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you here on this nice little rainy Sunday morning. So it is good to see you. And like Steve said, praise the Lord for his birth. We are so thankful to our Father who allowed him to come and die for our sins. So I tell you what, let's do. We're running just a little behind. Let's go ahead and go to the bulletin, and I'll just hit some highlights here. Today we're is Gift Sunday for the church, and everyone will receive a gift after the morning service. And then the upcoming events are going to be our Wednesday night family fellowship, which we look forward to each week. Also, we have the Christmas Eve that we're looking forward to on next Sunday night for the candlelight service. So like to invite you to be here if you can. That is going to be at 5 p.m. here in the auditorium. Also next week, they'll have a others offering. And then on the Tuesday after, that'll be Oasis. So I know some of you are planning to go with the Oasis group over to the Cove at Asheville this Thursday. So if you're signed up to go to that, it'll be this Thursday, and don't forget that. And so let's go ahead and get to prayer requests. We've got some new things this morning. Don't know if y'all know or not, but Miss Charlotte Bryant fell last night, and she's broke her hip. She's in Johnson City this morning. They were doing surgery on her during the early service, so I'm assuming she's out of that surgery right now. Just keep her and Bob in your prayers. They're going through some deep waters right now. So, also, one of our shut-in people passed away last night at 5 o'clock, Miss Phyllis Reed. She passed away over at Johnson City. So let's remember her family. Her daughter, Janie, who she took care of, has been put in a nursing home. So she'll be there, and you know, we just pray for that family during this time. It's going to be a hard time for them. Heath McConnell, who is Rick's son, Rick does our sound system up here. He's over at Franklin Wood this morning, and they're preparing him right now to go in and take a kidney stone out. So let's remember him in prayer. Also, we have our normal people that we pray for, all the ones that has cancer, the ones that are has other health issues bothering them. But please remember them during this time. Miss Judy Martin's sister is still struggling with that. She's not doing well. And so we pray for all of these folks. Sharon Harmon is really going through some rough waters. So we pray for her. And then we got Judy Whitson. We got Bob Bryant. We have Karen Cole. We have some others in our church that are suffering with these things. So a lot on our prayer list. And I know Christmas is busy. I know that this time of year is busy. It's run, run, run for all of us. But try to remember these folks in your prayers. So do we have anyone that has a unspoken or a special request this morning by an uplifted hand? Yes, ma'am. Okay, so your grandpa had a mild heart attack. Okay, and can you tell me his name? Lynn Anderson. Okay, all right. Y'all remember Lynn? Anyone else? Okay. Okay. All right, Miss Lois's sister. She had a bone marrow test, and they say that her cancer has spread. So a lot of people need our prayers. Anyone else? Okay, let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then Brother Steve will come after this to tell us what the Lord has on his heart. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. For your blessings, dear Lord, they're new and afresh every day, Lord. And God, we thank them, thank you for them, and we pray that even though there's some that are sick, there's some that are down, hurting, and even like Heath McConnell that's over there this morning, they're having things done, Miss Charlotte getting surgery. God, I pray, Lord, for these folks. I pray, Lord, that you'll help them. I pray that you'll remember them in this time, and you'll give them strength. Lord, you'll bless them. Father, just remember our pastor as he's working in this time to try to bring forth the message of Christmas, that old, old story on how you came and how you went to the cross, how you died for us there, was buried, and on the third day you rose, Lord. God, thank you for what you've done for us, Lord. We're a blessed people, and we just thank you for all that you've done for us. Remember our world today, dear God. Our world is suffering, Lord, from the oppression of sin, dear God, for all of that that's going on in the world. And Lord, we just pray that you'll remember the wars and the things that are causing us to hurt as a people. And God, we pray that your will be done. Lord, bless this day now. Bless Brother Steve as he comes. Bless our pastor in the morning service. And we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Danny. We can pray and wish and hope and all those kind of things. This time of year is a bad time of year, of course. Any time of the year is bad. To have physical things happening to our family members, to our loved ones, to folks in this class, to our loved ones, and it gets personal. And the season of joy can get so consumed into the things that are heavy on our hearts. One of the things we want to remember, because of this child that was born that we celebrate at Christmas, we get to see all our loved ones in heaven. I know that's an easy connection for a lot of us. For a lot of the world don't understand what Christmas is about. And because of what he did on the cross, because of what he did being born in that manger, a God-man, because of the people that were involved in his birth, his Mary and Joseph and all the Christmas story characters, because of that, we ought to be able to have joy in our hearts. I know we miss our loved ones. I know I do. Pam does. A lot of people sitting here does. And it doesn't make it any easier. But by faith, we need to hold on to God and say, God, give me the joy bells in my heart, knowing that that your birth that is celebrated this time of year. We're going to look at Mary. We've been looking at the character, the personalities of Christmas. And we're going to look at her today. I'm a little hoarse today. Her simple faith, her complete surrender, her prayerful meditation. She knew God's word, and you can see that in the text. Her praise-filled worship for what was happening to her. I mean, can you imagine the angels coming down and saying, you're going to have a child, and her being engaged, basically? What kind of issues that would cause, particularly in the Jewish traditions at that time, because ladies that were unfaithful to their husbands, to who they were espoused to or whatever, were usually stoned to death. But we'll start looking in the Christmas story there in chapter 1 of Luke, verse 46, and it says, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Here she has this on top of her. This has happened to her. It could be difficult, even today, for young ladies that get pregnant out of wedlock. But in today's society, we have a group of people believe that it's right to go get an abortion. I mean, as a Christian man, I don't understand that. Now, I understand there's all kinds of levels of this and health and doctors involved and all that kind of thing, but just to intentionally go get rid of a child because you don't want it. It's murder, that's what the Bible says. Not what I say, it's what the Bible says. I just threw that in. Because what happened to Mary is happening to some of the young people today. And listening to the statistics, as the world is today, girls younger and younger and younger are becoming pregnant. And they think the solutions, their parents think the solutions, is just get rid of the child. Mary had that difficulty on her at this time. She wasn't without worry, wasn't without concern. And it says in 47, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. She was saved. For he hath regarded the low estate of this handmaiden. Now, we can look back at these characters we're looking at. God could have used some king and some queen and some big deal organization at the time, but he chose to use regular, ordinary people, working people. Starting with Mary and Joseph. Nothing, no statue in the community, just good people. And announced it to some shepherds out working in a field. Have you ever been in a shepherd fold? I was in one in North Africa. Well, it was in Uganda one time. It's not a pleasant job. It's a smelly job. Working around a bunch of sheep and cattle and whatever. And living with them, basically. These shepherds did. And God announced to them. The whole Christmas story around this group of ordinary people, just like you and I. God chose to let his son be born into a very ordinary situation. He didn't want to be elevated above anybody. He was born in a manger. And Mary was going to deal with all this. And in already in her heart, she had magnified the Lord. For she said, I'm just a handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. I mean, through the Holy Spirit inspiration on this young lady, these words are written down in God's word. For he that hath mightily hath done to me great things, the holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. She understood. This girl was read up and prayed up, knew the prophecies. For her to be able to write and say these things, she knew God's word. Do we know it that well, to be able to lean on it in a time of hurt, in a time of trouble, in a time of not understanding what God's doing? Does these folks that's been mentioned on our prayer list, are they able to hold on to God and get through what they're going through today? The cancer. And Bob and Charlotte, bless their hearts. Their lives just fell apart in the last 6 months. What faithful people. And we look and say, why would God allow that to happen to them? Faithful Sunday school teachers, faithful churchgoers, just normal people serving God. And because of sin in this world, these things happen to us. God doesn't choose to say, well, I'm going to just hurt them. It's because of the sin of this world that came down on us from the beginning with Adam and Eve. When God cursed this world because of the sin, that's how serious sin is. And that's why God punishes sin in a serious way, in a burning everlasting fire hell, for people that don't accept this birth and this salvation on the cross. But God chose to use ordinary people, ordinary circumstances, to announce the birth of his son. I think farther back than that, God's word says from the foundations of the world, from the universe, from what we understand, God set this in motion in the beginning. The beginning of what? God don't have a beginning. At the beginning of mankind, he knew, God knew what Satan was going to do. And there was a day, I think, that Christ, this is me, I think Christ stood up and said, Father, I'll go take care of this sin situation. Can you imagine that? That God's Son, God himself, decided to go and be born in the flesh and die on the cross. I mean, only God could do that. We're not capable of doing that. I'm not capable of dying for anybody else. Now, I probably could die for my children, but for somebody I don't know, some sinner in some corner of some city somewhere, he died for that person too. He was born for that person too. So we have her concern here, and she was scarcely more than a teenager when this happened to her. Think about that. And her yielding to the will of God. She was so prayed up and read up and understood what God was doing that she fully yielded to that. So circumstances in life, it's hard not to ask why. I've been there and you've been there. Why God did you chose it to go this way? We ask why? And I wanted to refrain from asking why, but the flesh in us makes us jump back into the flesh and say, God. But I want the joy of the season. I want the joy of the Lord in my heart because of this new birth that we celebrate at Christmas. Of course, we've heard all this about all the shopping and all the tinsel and all the celebrations, and it's pretty to make your house look pretty at Christmas, and Christmas trees and children and grandchildren and all that. So much fun. So much fun. So much pleasure. So much love that we have amongst our families. But some people can get carried away in all that and forget about the real deal here. Forget about what Mary did. Forget about what God did for us and sending his son to be born in that manger. Mary was completely willing to let this happen to her. She was pure. She was a virgin. Think about that. And in that culture, with her being espoused and people find out about that, they could have been she undoubtedly became a victim of some cruel gossip because she had to leave town for 3 months. Go up with Elizabeth. And we talked about that last week. Undoubtedly that people can get mean. And they sit there and they say, I'm saved. I know God. And act all righteous. And then in the next minute just flip-flop and speak mean about someone. How right is that? We don't want to get caught up in speaking gossip about someone or wishing ill on them because they had something bad happen to them or they did something wrong or they think they did something wrong. We can get carried away with this thing called gossip. Her character could have been blemished, but God protected, and God protected Joseph. An angel came to him and said, look, here's what's going on. Because Joseph could have got ill too. She sacrificed her own personal happiness to let this happen to her. Was she happy, happy, happy all the time? Probably not. She was just like us. You can put a face on and say, I'm trusting God, and I'm good, I'm on top of it. And then all of a sudden you sit down and try to rest, and the devil pounds you. You know, it doesn't say how the devil attacked her. But being prayed up and read up, I'm sure the angels are standing by trying and stopping the devil from attacking her. Maybe not. Maybe she will with it at moments. But she was faithful. She was ready to sacrifice her very life. And it could have happened. If people found out, they could have stoned her. Under the law, the Jewish law at that time, they would have been right to be able to stone her because of that pregnancy. She was humble. We read right there, and she said she was just a handmaiden. They were not necessarily poor. They were working people. They didn't have a lot, because it talks about Joseph, a simple offering of a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons. When I was in India one of the times, I don't know, I've been over there so many times, I don't remember when it was, Harry and Brother Harry and I were walking the streets downtown Bangkok, and you come around a corner and there's a golden statue about as high as this room, big old ugly looking thing, and people leaving food and flowers and this and that all around this terrible looking idol. And you stand there and you look at this. Well, how can people believe that that statue does anything? But then over here on a little side street, you can look down a little side street off the main. Near that, there was a little elephant running around about that big. How cute that was. But there was a guy that had pigeons and birds in a box. I said, Brother Harry, what's he doing? Are they eating them things? He said, no. Brother Harry said, they buy those just like they did in the Bible. Because they don't have anything else to give. They'll come and take their last penny and buy one of those birds and take it over in front of that statue and set it down and turn it loose, thinking that was going to do something to that statue. We can see that that kind of stuff in the religions of the world has gotten so entwined into some of the true things that happened in the Old Testament, you see. That's how some of these things got so confused, and some churches and some religions are so confused. They take bits and pieces and this and that and turn it into work salvation. And that's what that all was all about. But in the Old Testament, that was what was required, a blood sacrifice. Even if you didn't have any money to have a cattle or a sheep, you could go get a bird, and God accepted that. And that shows you how poor they really were. They weren't anything special about these people. They were just God-fearing, everyday people. They had a spirit of humility. They were humble people. Their self, they had no feeling of, after this happened to them, they had no feeling of superiority. They could have prayed it up and down the streets. Look what God has done for me. Look what I'm getting ready to do. No, they were very humble. Very silent about it. The angels announced, the angels were announcing this thing. She took no credit for this good thing for herself. But she praised the Lord. in those verses there in that chapter where we were reading it, I don't have time to read them all. She talks about God's holiness, God's mercy, God's power, God's goodness, God's faithfulness. She freely confessed God as the one who done such a great thing. Her faith, she had faith. We've talked about faith before. Do we have enough faith in our God to get us through everyday circumstances? And that's not, we can say this, everyday circumstances is not easy. We have a lot of people in this church that are living through circumstances every day that's very, very difficult. Illnesses and sicknesses, and it goes on and on and on, and no help, no hope except what's in God. No hope except what's in this child that was going to be born that we're celebrating. No help here on earth for what kind of disease they may have, this cancer disease. Horrible. And people suffer through that. She was poor, young, unknown, but she had faith that was pleasing in God's eyes. She had no objections, no explanation. She asked no questions. That's hard, to not ask no questions. And just like I was saying with Barb and Charlotte a while ago, I'm standing here wanting to ask questions. Why would they have to go through that? I'm sorry, God. I shouldn't ask why. Because we know why. It's the sin of this whole world. But God has a purpose in all things. Do you believe that? All things for His glory. Even those bad things? Sometimes, yes. He had a purpose in this virgin birth of God's only Son. Part of the Trinity was getting ready to be born as a baby in the flesh. You know, you think about what Mary was going through. Think about what God in Christ was going through. For Him to step off that throne and become a man, but God still yet? Only God could have done that. And have no sin the 30-some years that He lived? Only God could have done that. And we have a piece of that in us. We have the Holy Spirit that'll help us get through these things here on earth and help us look at the Christmas tree or look at the pretty lights and say, glory to God, what He did that night in that little manger, because He sent my Savior, and your Savior. She had faith. Beyond. She had courage. God gave her courage to go through these things. She could run away. She could have went way away. Instead, she went up to her cousin's house for 3 months to let things settle down. Can you imagine her and her cousin praying and the babies leaping in their bellies? What a wonderful thing. She had courage. Her knowledge of the Word of God, I mean, we see that in the verses, how she mentioned things that was in Psalms and Exodus and Isaiah and Psalms again and 1 Samuel, repeated over and over in these verses in Luke here. She was referring back to the Old Testament. She knew God's Word. I want to know God's Word. When it comes down to something hard, I want to know God's Word. I want to know I want to be able to run to God's word and get rest in it for the ugly things of this world. I want to run to God's word and get peace and celebrating this season in the shape that this old crazy world's in. We've got the joy of the Lord being born in that manger. We just got to keep that on our mind. We can let all these old things that are going on in the world and this and that and people sick. We want to just turn it over to the Lord every day and say, Lord, help this and help that and pray for this and pray for that. Pray for our country. Pray for our political leaders that desperately need help. Her simple act of faith, her being completely surrendered to God's will in her life. You know, I got a text and pictures this morning at 6:30 from Levi. He's completely, he and Brittany and the children are completely surrendered to God's will. They're standing on the plains of Africa today having church. In Africa with his family, trying to figure out how to start a permanent church in that part of the world. Surrendered. Are we that surrendered to God's will in our life? Prayerful meditation. She prayed. Her husband prayed. They all prayed. That God would do his work and his will would be accomplished. And her praise-filled worship in those verses of the Bible. Read that in Luke today and look at what Mary said. It'll help us. It helped me to know that I need to quit complaining. I need to quit looking at the bad stuff and think about what God's done for me, what God's going to do for me, where am I going. If you're saved today, we're all going to meet there because of what this child did that day, was born into this old world. You just think about Mary and who she was and Joseph. These simple characters that God used in the Christmas story. It speaks volumes. Again, he didn't go and do some big marching band and government organizations and kings and queens. He didn't do any of that. Went to simple, faithful people that knew God personally and knew the Word. God's good all the time. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for this Christmas, part of the Christmas story, how Mary dealt with this news, how she handled it in her life, and Joseph handled it. Lord, praise your name for holding those people up and using simple people with simple faith in you. Lord, help us to have that kind of faith to get through this life. Lord, we love you and we thank you for this good church that we have to come through and hear the beautiful music and the praises to your name. Lord, I pray today that someone shows up that needs to be saved, that'll trust what you did on the cross. Lord, use our pastor today to use the word to touch hearts. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Thank you all.